Hi, everyone, and welcome to our podcast.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chayn.
And I'm Michael. Today, we're going to look at the sidebar of our website where it says 흔히 하는 실수. So those are mistakes that are easy for people to make. And we're just going to discuss those and why they're wrong and how to fix those mistakes. Okay, so let's look at the first one. A lot of times, I hear people say, I say, what are you doing? And they'll say, I'm studying vocabs, or I'm studying vocabularies. Now, that's wrong. Chayn, do you know why that's wrong?
Vocabulary is 불가산. Right. Uncountable.
Right, or uncountable. It's an uncountable noun, and also, 그러면서도 집합이에요. Okay? So, vocabulary라고 하면은, that's already including all the different words. So, if somebody says, what are you doing? And you want to say, 그냥 어휘 연습하고 있어요. Then you would say, I'm studying vocabulary. Okay? 복수형이에요. 벌써 복수형인데, 그 S 없이도 그냥 복수형이라고 그 들려요. So, I'm studying vocabulary. Okay, you could also say, he has a great vocabulary. 그 사람이 정말 뛰어난 어휘력 가지고 있어요. He has an amazing vocabulary, right? Okay, so, do you understand?
Yeah, I understood.
Okay, let's look at the next one. Got married with him and got married to him. So which one's right, which one's wrong?
Got married to him is right.
Right.
근데 with 쓰는 경우도 알아요.
뭔데요?
I know. Like, she got married to him with two children.
Ah, yes. Married with children.
두 명이나 있는데 결혼하셨대요. 와, 예쁜가 봐요.
Yeah, that's true. It has that meaning. But it could also, if you say, 예를 들면 뭐 옛날에 뭐 고등학교 친구 세라 있었어요. 고등학생 때 내 친구 세라 있었어요. 뭐 세라한테서 아무 소식 없었어요. So I could say, have you heard anything about Sarah? And then if you said, she's married with children, then that means she already got married and she has children.
Wow.
그것도 돼요. 응. Wow. 그 의미도 되는 거예요. So she's married with children. But the important thing
she's married means 지금 결혼한 상태예요.
Right.
But
그리고
she got married.
애기도 났어요.
네.
So she's married and she's with children. She has children. Okay, so yeah, that's a common expression. He's married with children. The important thing is that we don't say, I got married with him. We don't say that. Or I got married with her. We say, I got married to her or I got married to him. Okay? Alright, now let's look at the next one. So, 한국어로 나는 너랑 같은 가방 가지고 있어. 그거 영어로 옮기면은 어떻게 말하면 될까요?
I have the same bag as you. As yeah.
Right.
You 너가 갖고
right.
있다는 거 하는 거야?
Yeah,
제가
as you.
거야?
Right. I have the same bag as you, but you could also say we have the same bag, right? But the two important things to remember here is we don't say the same with you. Okay, we don't say that. We say the same as you. So 그거는 그 점은 좀 한국어랑 다른 것 같아요. 그렇죠?
네.
Okay, so and the other thing is whenever you use the word same, you have to say the. Okay?
네.
So if we, for example, 우리 나이는 똑같아요. 우리 동갑이에요.
We are the same age.
Right. 근데 so you can't say we are same age. 그거는 문법 틀린 거예요. You have to say we are the same age. And other words that always require the.
He's my age.
Right, he's my age. 그거는 괜찮아요. 왜냐면 내 나이니까. 내 나이. And but another thing that always requires the is best, right? 최상급. 최상급 앞에도 항상 the 들어가야 돼.
네.
So the best. Okay? So for example, you can't say world best education. You have to say the world's best education, right? 그것도 좀 틀린 거 많이 봤어요. 그 world best이라는 거 없고요. 그냥 world's best이라고 해요. 그리고 the도 들어가야 돼. Yeah. Okay, so let's look at the next one. Do you remember how do we say 불쌍해? 나는 너무 불쌍하지 않아?
Poor.
Yeah.
Poor Michael.
Oh, poor me. Right. Oh, poor me. And just remember that you shouldn't say I'm so poor because that means you don't have any money. But I mean, you can say that if you don't have any money. But okay, let's look at the next one.
집에 갔어요. 귀가했어요. 영어로 뭐예요?
I went home. Right. I mean, 그거 내가 돌아온 거니까 I came home.
Right. I came home. If you're at home and you say that, then you'd say I came home. But yeah. So if we're at your house, then you would say I came home. I went home. The important thing is don't use to. Okay? 예외예요. 원래 전치사 to 꼭 들어가야 되는데 자기 집에 대해서 얘기할 때만 안 써요.
그 진짜 사람들 많이 틀리는
거예요. 네. I've heard a lot of people say, I went to my home. Yeah, or we don't say that. We just say, I went home. Okay, or I came back home.
Come back home.
Come back home.
All right. Do you know the song? Yeah, 스테지와 아이들. Yeah. Yeah, well, title is Come Back Home, so I think I do know
that song, actually. Yeah. You know I like that old Korean pop music, so I know 서태지.
yeah, he's
classic.
I really liked him. I was into him when I was younger.
You were obsessed with him? When, what year was that? Like, when was he most famous?
What do you mean?
Like, 한창. When was he the like,
about 10 most years popular? Ago.
Oh, really? That's all? I thought it was a little longer than that.
Almost, yeah, like 15 or 10 years ago. Okay. 제가, 이름 나, 제 나이 말할 뻔했어요. 제가 좀 어렸을 때.
Okay. All right, let's look at the next one. Yeah, so this is similar, right? But we don't say, I came to here. We don't say that, okay? We just say, I came here.
이거 비슷한 거 있는데, 이거 home은 그냥 noun이지만 그래도 to를 빼잖아요. 근데 사람들 정말 많이 틀렸던 게, there, I went to there.
We don't,
I went to
reason,
abroad.
Yeah, right, right, right. Those are all wrong, okay? So we just say, I went abroad. Or I went there, or I went here. So in all those cases, don't use to, okay? Because there or here, 우리 봤을 때 목적지라고 생각 안 하거든요.
네.
It's more like 부사라고 생각하시면 돼요. So 그것 때문에 전치사 들어가면 안 되는 거예요. So I went here, or I went there, or I went abroad. Abroad이라고 하면은 그냥 부사예요. I went abroad, it's like an adverb for where you went. Right, but not a place, not an actual place.
그래서 해외라는 뜻도 있지만 해외에라는 뜻도 있기
right,
때문에
right.
So I went abroad, 네. not I went to abroad.
Good job.
그 정말 많이 틀리더라고요.
Mm-hmm.
제가 그랬거든요. Oh. 어렸을 때.
Okay, let's look at the next one. So, let's see. Ah, yes. Like we discussed in one of our podcasts, in English, you can't just say my dream is doctor or my dream is a doctor. You have to say, my dream is to be a doctor, or my dream is to be a lawyer. So, you understand, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's look at the next one. So, I borrowed him money, and I lent him some money. Why is it wrong to say, I borrowed him money?
그거는 내가 걔를 내가 빌린 게 아니라 빌려준 거잖아요.
Right.
I borrowed money from him?
Right. 받는 사람 borrow 했고, 빌려주는 사람은 lending 했어요. So lend의 과거형 lent, right? So I lent him some money, 빌려주었어요. But if I borrowed money, 돈 좀 빌렸어요, then you would say, I borrowed money from him, he lent me some money, right? Okay, and one thing that's important too to remember is 도서관에서 책 빌렸어요. 그러면 그럴 경우에 뭐라고 하면 될까요?
I borrowed a book.
From the library, right. 근데 또 하나 있어요.
그거 사람들이 많이 하는 게 rent랑
Right, rent 안 써요. 도서관에 가서 책 빌렸을 경우에 I rented a book이라고 안 쓰고 I checked out a book. 그거 제일 많이 써요. So 그 제일 흔히 쓰는 거 I checked out a book. But I borrowed a book is okay. I rented a book is wrong.
근데 rent도 되는 게 되게 많은 도서 대여점 있잖아요.
네.
I already, like, I can pay, and I could rent the book.
Really?
Yeah, sure. 도서 대여점.
아, 그래요?
돈 주고 빌린
경우에.
이거 사람들 차이점이 뭐냐면,
네.
그 바로는 그거고, 그 돈을 내지 않고 빌리는 경우,
yeah,
그리고
but
rent는
also,
돈을 내는
거. Also for an apartment, 방 빌렸을 경우에. Then you would say, I rented a room, right? I'm renting a room right now, okay?
근데 R이에요, 여러분.
Yep. Okay, let's look at the next one. Yeah, when people say 내 취미는 책 보는 거예요, 독서예요. Make sure that you say my hobby is reading books. S 꼭 붙여야 돼요. My hobby is reading a book이라고 하면은 책 같은 거, 같은 한 권 계속 보는 게 내 취미예요. So if it's not reading the same book over and over, then you should say my hobby is reading books, right? Okay. And watching movies too. We don't say watching a movie, we say watching movies. Okay, and then the next one, I'm successful at that or I was successful at that. Which one is right, Shine?
I was successful at
Right. I was successful at that or you could also say I succeeded at that. Alright, now here's another issue when people say 책 같은 거, 뭐 책 등등등, 뭐 그거 etc 있잖아요, 영어로. 네. Don't say and etc. We usually just say I like things like books, etc. Or fantasy books, etc. Okay, but don't say and etc. We don't and, usually say that.
Yeah, and don't pronounce etc, etc.
Right, okay, that's kind of, the pronunciation is a little hard, isn't it? Okay, and then the next one, let me just say, so how would you say, 살 좀 빠졌어요, 살 뺐어요.
I lost some weight.
Right, I lost some weight, or I lost weight. Make sure you don't say, I lost my weight, okay? And the last one, 2시간 뒤에 시작한대요, 시작해요. 그러면 그거 영어로 뭐예요?
It will be started in 2 hours.
Right, so just remember everybody, 전, and who is in. It's not after. We 비교할 때만 after이나 before 쓰는데 그냥 전, 후라는 뜻으로 we say 2 hours ago. 2시간 전에 왔어요. She came here 2 hours ago. 2 hours before는 아니에요. Okay? So she came here 2 hours ago and she'll leave in 2 hours. And I'll explain more about this in another because this is pretty important. Okay? So that's enough for today. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See you next time.
See ya.